And Jesus answered and said, what did Jesus say? It is written. What is written? It is written. Man shall not live how? By bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What happened when Jesus said that? Then the devil takes him up to into the holy city. He left. You notice he didn't bring bread up no more. Did you notice that? He didn't bring up bread no more. Are you seeing something here? You need to learn how to wait on God. You need to learn how to put God's word first and foremost and stay with it until it talks to you louder than the circumstance trying to talk to you. And when the circumstance or when the problem or when someone you know is talking to you and they are not saying what God said, you need to stay single-minded. Don't join in and say, yeah, you're right, but. Yeah, that's right. No, it's not if God didn't say it. Did y'all hear me? Are you hearing what the Lord has to say to you this morning? Do not let condition, circumstances, surrounding, determine your action. Some of you, and I'm praying for you and not putting nobody down, get this, that you're viewing me, viewing this service on live streaming. I want you to hear this. And that's why we pray like we do, so all can grow up. But I want you to notice something. He said, therefore it is of faith that it might be what? By grace. I want you to stay with me now. That therefore it is what? Of faith that it might be by grace. What? To the end, the promise might be sure to some of us. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, so everybody can come up where you won't be shaken by nothing. Because the promise to keep you, the promise to protect you, the promise to prosper you, the promise to lead you, the promise to guide you is to every one of us. I don't care if you're short, tall, big, skinny, whatever. The promise is to every one of us. Guess what? For that promise to become real to you, you're going to have to do what the other one done that it's real to. You're going to learn how to tarry. And when you learn, when you find out how to tarry, just do it. And you know what happens when you do it? You're just going to move up higher. You'll move to a place where the enemy is talking, but you're too busy to listen to God. You just don't hear what he's saying. You know he's talking. You know he's making some noise, but you just don't hear because I'm too busy listening to what God said. How did I get? Because I spent some time waiting on God. I spent some time communing with him. I spent some time fellowship with him. I just don't read his word and just go out and tell somebody, I read my scripture. No, I spent some time. And I've been over that. And I know when I spend time reading his word, I know God is talking. And when I read that word and God is talking, then I hear on the inside of me, I hear a witness. I have a witness of this. It will confirm. It will establish. It will comfort. It will let me know. And I will have a quiet, calm spirit of assurance. Everything is fine, just like God said. All hell is going on out there, but I got peace on the inside. Can't no devil, no demon, no nothing rob me of my peace. God said, I give you peace and no man take it from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the devil takes him into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. Now he's trying to use the scripture. You see it? Because he saw how Jesus blew him out the water on that one. Now he's going to try to use it. You don't mess with God and God people when they're full of the word, full of light. Watch how Jesus handled this. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee. And thy hand they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Go to James chapter 1 verse I believe 15, but anyway, get there. I'll tell you when we get there. Maybe 15, but watch it. James chapter 1. Action. Verse 13. Actually, verse 12. Well, let's go back up first. But no, I'm not going to go all the way. Bless. Listen to it now. You got it? Y'all even put that on the screen or not? Don't have it. Working on it. Bless. What do we say bless is? I'm empowered to prosper. And prosper means I can succeed at all costs. No matter what's going on, can nothing stop me from succeeding and being successful. Isn't that good? I am a person like God. It's impossible for you to stop me. How did I get that way? I spent some time tearing. You're not going to use your sermon today, did you? That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to preach it too. He said, blessed is the man that what? Endures what? What is temptation? Well, can anybody in here know what temptation? Can you give me a good working definition of temptation? Temptation. Well, let me give you mine. You want mine, then you want me to wait for yours. Oh, you want me to give you mine since I got the mic? Temptation is someone enticing you or messing with you, trying to get you to do something you didn't intend to do. And temptation all the time is not bad. It's depending on what you're being tempted with and for. In this case, you can't, when someone is tempting you, trying to get you to go against God, you ought to have enough wisdom to know that ain't good. That's not good. when you know you ought to be praying on 6 o'clock prayer line. And you come with an excuse, well, you know, I just don't do that. You have to overcome that. When you know you already, can anybody in the house? You already had your meal for the evening. You know you already, and you know you ate until you got satisfied. And you back up in the kitchen again. I need another extra biscuit. Come on now. You know I'm telling the truth. That ain't good.